Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The ringleader of last week's Paris attacks is dead. French officials confirmed he was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Lisa Bryant reports.
Belgian jihadist Abdelhamid Abaoud has eluded police for months. He's boasted of staging attacks for the Islamic State group and appears to have sneaked back into Europe from Syria undetected. Most recently, he's believed to be the planner of last Friday's attacks in the French capital that killed 129 people and wounded another 350. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The Paris prosecutor's office said Abaoud's bullet-riddled body was found inside an apartment targeted in a seven-hour police raid in Saint-Denis, a northern suburb of Paris. He was identified from fingerprints. The manhunt continues for at least one suspected terrorist on the run since last Friday. French officials admit they do not know where Salah Abdeslam is, but the search for him intensified across France and Belgium Thursday and also spread to the Netherlands. President Barack Obama says Islamic State can only be defeated if there is a political agreement in Syria. Speaking at an Asia-Pacific conference in the Philippines, he said there can be no place for President Bashar al-Assad in a Syrian future. Meanwhile, President Assad told Italian state television no political process to end the civil war can begin while what he called terrorists occupy parts of Syria. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to suspend President Obama's plan to resettle 10,000 Iraqi and Syrian refugees in the U.S. in the next year, but he is promising to veto the measure if it passes the Senate. The fate of the legislation in the Senate is uncertain. This is VOA News. Russia signed an agreement to build the first nuclear power plant in Egypt. The announcement concerning the Daba nuclear power station project came during a televised ceremony attended Thursday by Egypt's President Fatah el-Sisi. Two Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis killed five people Thursday, the latest in an almost two-month-long wave of Palestinian stabbings and other attacks. In the first incident, a knife-wielding Palestinian man stabbed two Israelis in a Tel Aviv office building before being detained by bystanders and handed over to police. Later Thursday, three people, one confirmed as Israeli and another believed to be the assailant, were killed in a shooting and car attack near a Jewish settlement south of Jerusalem. A number of people were wounded. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard is set to be released from a U.S. prison Friday, but his desired move to Israel will have to wait. Pollard, now 61, is a former U.S. Navy Investigative Service civilian analyst was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified information to Israel. He is expected to settle in the New York area while spending at least the next 5 years on parole. The UN General Assembly's Human Rights Committee once again rebuked Iran for human rights violations. The non-binding resolution drafted by Canada was adopted Thursday. The resolution is based on a report by a UN investigator who says executions in Iran have been rising at an exponential rate since 2005 and could top 1,000 this year. The investigation is also critical of Tehran's crackdown on activists, journalists, and dissidents. Iran's deputy UN representative, Ambassador Hossein Dagani, slammed the resolution, calling it a selective and politicized distortion of facts. A majority of parliamentarians in Tanzania approved Majaliwa Kassim Majaliwa as the new prime minister. He's pledged to work with the opposition. President John Magufuli officially swore in as the new president earlier this month, appointed Majaliwa, who is a junior minister for former President Jakaya Kikwete. Afghan officials and insurgent sources say the Taliban captured a remote district in the northeastern province of Badakhshan. A spokesman for the provincial police said Thursday Afghan security forces had staged a tactical retreat and taken positions in surrounding villages awaiting reinforcements for a counteroffensive to retake the area. A Taliban spokesman says the fighting left 14 Afghan security forces and six insurgents dead. According to a new poll, people worldwide embrace fundamental democratic values and include free expression despite a documented global decline in democratic rights in recent years. According to a Pew Research Center survey of respondents in 38 nations, a majority of those surveyed say it is at least somewhat important to live in a country with free speech. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.